that you're in this place. Please let us stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can you hear me? All right. We are beginning the second week of the season of Advent, a time of preparation and anticipation of the coming of Jesus Christ. Although there is no evidence that Christ was born in December or even in the winter, we as the church often focus our attention on the coming of Christ the infant. We marvel at how John the Baptist leaped in the womb of Elizabeth at the presence of Jesus while the Christ child was still in Mary's womb. Jesus' presence, yet unborn, was already penetrating and powerful. John was already at work, introducing, preparing the world for Christ's coming into the world. The writer of Luke begins his gospel by introducing us to Elizabeth and Zechariah, the parents of John. We only learn of Mary's pregnancy by way of her visit to Elizabeth. I wonder if that is how Mary found out that she was pregnant. In Luke's telling of the story, immediately after the visit by the angel, Mary headed to Judah, to Zechariah's house. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's voice and John leaped inside of her, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and made that first declaration that Mary was indeed pregnant with the Lord. Like John, Elizabeth is preparing the world for the coming of Christ. Or could it be that they are being prepared to present the Savior of the world to the world? In our gospel for today, we hear that John is going all around the region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The Message Bible describes this baptism of repentance as a baptism of life change leading to the forgiveness of sins. This baptism of repentance, this baptism of life change, prepares the baptized for full initiation by water and the Holy Spirit into Christ's body, the church. But that is just the beginning. When we are baptized, we become Christ's representative in and to this world. Our journey as Christians, as followers of Christ, usually begins at our baptism. When we hear John's cry in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight," it can sound like we should be getting ready for a parade. And we might think of Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. Sounds like plans are being made to clean up and clear up the path for a parade route. And as a former member of the Ocean of Soul here in at Texas Southern University, I can appreciate paths being cleared. And of course, all of these preparations would be important in the preparation for the coming of a king But the Christ we serve, Christ the King, doesn't require great fanfare and big parades. He comes into the world and lives in and into our lives and lives in great humility among us. Born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. So John's cries in the wilderness could be an opportunity to prepare ourselves to receive the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. A straight path is usually an easy path, a cleared path. The valleys are filled, the mountains and hills are leveled, twists and turns are removed, and the path is made smooth. Christ doesn't need any of that in order to be our Savior and Lord, but we can certainly afford to do some straightening and untwisting in our own lives. This time of the year can be stressful, having to do things like shop for gifts. Shopping, at this time of the year for me, shopping is and can be stressful. Trying to find a way through malls and parking lots and hundreds if not thousands of people who are also trying to find their way through malls and parking lots. All the twists and turns can make it complicated and stressful. And we as a church can sometimes make Christianity seem a bit complicated and stressful. The church, for some, is a place for the perfect rather than a place for those being perfected. Our work as those being perfected, according to John 29, the Gospel of John, is to believe. This is Jesus' reply to the crowd when they ask him, "What must we do to perform the work of God?" And Jesus replies, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom God sent." This work begins at our baptism. Yes, Advent is a time of preparation for the coming of the newborn King into the world, but it is also a time of preparation for us, for our hearts, to straighten things out, things that serve as obstacles or distractions to our move toward being perfected. Our baptism is a representation of how we prepare the way of the Lord as we are buried with Christ and rise to new life in Christ. Baptism, like burial, is a neutralizer. At a funeral, it is our tradition in the Episcopal Church to cover the casket as the body is borne into the church. The pall that covers the casket signifies that God sees us all the same as God's children. Wealthy or poor, prisoner or patron, fast or slow, Gentile or Jew, cradle Episcopalian or convert, black or white, Democrat, Republican, or independent, we are all precious in God's sight. Regardless of our position in life, regardless of our failures or our successes, the pall that covers the casket reminds us that in death, we are all equally welcomed into the loving arms of God and to everlasting life with Christ, our Savior, just like the death that is symbolized at our baptism. John proclaimed a baptism of repentance, of life change. As we move through this season of Advent, this season of preparation, we should make sure that part of our preparation is to prepare the way of the Lord into our lives. Oh God, make the path to our heart straight, that we may easily welcome you in. Oh God, fill every valley and pitfall with your grace and your mercy, that you might not stumble over our misdoings on your way to us. Oh God, level every mountain and hill that would seek to block your entry into our lives. Make our paths straight and smooth, that as you lovingly make your way to our hearts, that nothing stands in your way. That we might have a part in assuring that all flesh will see your salvation, O God. And may this be our prayer. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living.